Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to your day off podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah,
you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your day off podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
My name's Corey. Of course, I'm sitting with my best friends. That's plural. I got Mr. Tony and Miss Katie here. And this is an exciting podcast because every year we get to talk about Presley, Poe, and Friends. And this year is going to be not that every year is an epic, but this year is definitely going to be epic.
Yeah, I think we just climb a little higher on this mountain as we go. It just the view is just a little bit more spectacular every year.
You know, that's a really a good point because I think whenever you're building something or doing something, you can use our Presley Poe and Friends event and just kind of watch how it's slowly grown. You know, in year one, we couldn't get the attention of any brands. And now we literally have people reaching out to us. How can we be involved?
I think with each year and the things that we learn we're honing in on the really good stuff and kind of letting go of the stuff that doesn't work so much. So we've really gotten to a good place.
We've gotten to a really good place. And what's really cool is in 2019, the four of us, I'll include Presley in the conversation, is how do we make an event that's beneficial to everybody? You know, so how does the attendees win? How do the artists win? How do the brands win? And I think we're doing a really good job of nailing all of that. Unfortunately, that means Hairdistry wins last, but you know, we get to win just by knowing that we did it and stuff, you know, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, it's really unique again with the attendees. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we're bringing in the best educators in the country, or certainly the best educators that we have contact with. Which is amazing. We'll get into who we're bringing in this year, which is super exciting. As far as the artists, it's like no other. I mean, we don't want to give out all of our secrets about how the artists are involved. However, just know that, you know, last year, both Sam Villa and Rebecca Taylor, they both said, how can I do this every year? You know, so that meant the world to me because both of them have done how many shows in their careers?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Even the year before that, Jacob Kahn. He wanted to come back the following year. I mean, it speaks volumes.
Yeah, it's special, I think.
I think it is. I'll go out on a limb and say for the artist, I think it's the most special kind of event that you could possibly be a part of.
And even as an attendee, because most shows, the artists, they after they're done, they're done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
they're shuffled off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't really get the one-on-one, you don't get the intimacy, the actual conversation.
Yeah. Honestly, before we go any further, I want to just give a heartfelt thank you and shout out to Sharon and Charles Reiser for bringing us into the temple. This is this is our third year. Well, actually fourth year. I mean, we used the temple the first year, but our third year that we've spent the entire weekend there. Just the gratitude I have for them is incredible. They've been incredibly, incredibly easy to work with as far as professionally. Just they're thoughtful and kind and all that stuff too. You know, I don't believe in divine I do believe in divine intervention, and this is part of it, right? Like we couldn't have partnered up with a better person. If we don't partner up with Sharon and Charles in year one, none of this happens.
You know, it's funny because we come to them with this crazy idea and no one in the industry is doing something like this. So how can you grasp it? And Sharon's like, yeah, I love it. They're just so open-minded, right? When it comes to education, and they're not quick to shut anything down. And I feel like it's given us so much opportunity, which They didn't need to do that.
No, they didn't.
No.
And you're right. And kind of like, and when we approached them in 2019, like, I mean, nobody knew nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
apparently we didn't either.
Apparently, I mean, how it's grown in the last few years has been incredible, but I can't wait to get into the details of that. But yeah, just a heartfelt thank you. If you are in the DMV area and you are looking to get in the industry, you know, someone that's looking to get in the industry, I would like about 99% consider the Temple, because also the quality of education that they're giving is incredible too. And I can tell you that they go to bat for their students, and we hear that a lot. I mean, we've actually had to, you know, like reschedule meetings and stuff because they're going to bat for their students. And I love anybody that's willing to do that. So once again, Sharon, Charles from the Temple Academy, you know, both in Annapolis and in Frederick. Thank you guys so, so, so very much. So what Saturday night is we open up the night with a VIP. So, and by the way, if you've bought your ticket and you haven't bought your VIP, please buy your VIP. I'll let you know this now. Like, the VIP is an extra $100, but you're going to get more than $100 worth of swag. Another thing that I want to mention, and I'll mention it from stage once we get up to Press Depot, we negotiate hard for you guys. We negotiate the swag that's brought in, that the stuff that's being brought in. Now, to segue back to VIP, so with the VIP, we've negotiated you guys. So for that $100, I promise you, you're going to have way, way more than $100 of value just in the swag. And also what you get is you get a little like fancy champagne. You get some fancy hors d'oeuvres. And you also get table time with each one of the artists. So, you know, you'll be in the room with them. There'll be no further than, you know, a foot and a half from you. And you know, so to sit at the table with
five artists and no more than eight people per table.
And you're talking about networking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You get the questions that you have, how, what, I mean, it's super intimate. It's right there in your face, and you get to do it with all of them.
And then after that hour of amazingness blowing your mind, you get front of the room seating.
Oh, yeah. I even forgot about that. Yeah. So then what we do is everyone that buys a VIP ticket, like you said, they get priority front of the room seating, which is incredible, too. So you'll be right at the front, you know, and you don't have to go find your seat. We'll have your seat saved for you. Which is pretty incredible as well. So, and all that for like $100, you know, and you're going to get. And trust me, the swag alone is worth more than $100 in value. So I don't know if buy those tickets is what I would say. And by the way,
not that many of them. So.
And there's not that many. Yeah, they're very limited. Like Katie said, it's, you know, what is it? 5 times 8, I guess, right?
40.
So that's what you get there. And then Saturday night, then from there, you get front of the room, and each one of the artists are going to be performing in front of you. They're going to do a little look and learn, a little love and learn, as I like to say. And then at the end of the night, we're not going to shuffle off, but what you do is you kind of hang out with the artist and with all the peoples, and you get your pictures and you get a lot of attention.
Yeah. So the doors open at 5 and the show officially starts at 6, and you want to make sure you're in your seat at 6. And, you know, we say show, but it's a show in the sense of everybody kind of coming together and wanting to get advanced education and further themselves and be up close and personal with these, you know, really incredible educators. But it's so different in how we set it up, and it's only 200 people in the room. So the intimacy, which we've already kind of hit on, is really cool and unlike anything else. And, you know, through the night, it's hard. It's a little different each year. We do give them the 45-minute segments, and they're kind of teamed up together and doing their thing on stage. But there's so much more throughout that we weave, you know, and each year's a little different with that setup and who we bring in as far as speakers. Or, you know, last year we had the privilege to have our ASL hairdressers come. I mean, we really try to hit on the inclusivity and make sure everyone feels welcome and provide something for everyone that's in that room from all parts of the industry.
I love that. That's absolutely true. Big shout out is that for the first time ever, we actually sold a title sponsor. So Babeless came in strong for you guys.
Yes.
You know, so they're sponsoring the entire weekend. They're you know, headlining the weekend, and they are giving away incredible swag. So this year, everybody that purchases a ticket, everybody that comes in, they Babyliss is giving you a set of clippers and a set of trimmers, and it's their good stuff. It's their stuff that retails for about $250-$300. So that again, that's more expensive than the ticket yeah. is. So you know, if you look at it from just a value or what you're getting, I mean, you know, and again, because we go in there, we negotiate hard for what we put in the swag bag, that you're going to get way more value than that, and there's lots and lots of value. Actually, Katie, maybe this is a good segue.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday night, when you come Saturday night, again, that's April 13th. On April 13th, we've put together a program playbill, but I don't even know how to talk about it, because it's filled with so much value, and every one of our sponsors has put in a way for you to save money. So, you know, again, for the price of the ticket, you're going to get more than you bargained for as far as leaving. And then on top of that, there's so much value that's actually in the book.
Yeah. It started out as kind of a cool addition to the show, like mimicking this magazine we love. And then it turned into all of these brands, you know, contributing and supplying QR codes and special stuff that is only going to be available to people that come to Presley Powell and Friends.
That's incredible. And
that's mind blowing how we've kind of created this like mindset to take care of the people of our industry.
You know, we must have gotten better at explaining it, because this is the first year that I kind of feel like all the brands are in like, oh yeah, we get it now. We want to take care of the attendees. We want to take care of the attendees, right? And what they did is almost every single one of them stepped up and was like, here's how we can contribute to them.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because, like you said, we are much better at explaining, because year one, nobody got it. You know, I don't even think we got it.
I don't think we did.
I think we kind of had an idea. It was still like in the clouds, and then year two. But now we are pretty much lasered in exactly how we want each phase to be treated, how we want each phase to represent. And it's like this, I think this is the first year that, like you said, Corey, that I think the brands finally get it. And if you attend as an attendee, you'll walk away and you'll get it. You know what I mean?
And that's too, when we speak to sponsors who still are kind of on the fence, we invite them. We're like, just come, like, check it out.
Yeah.
See what it's all about. See what we're about, you know, and then you get it.
And to that point, Katie, is that we've invited a lot of sponsors in. We've invited a lot of like a sponsor, leaders like brand leaders, mm-hmm. that will be in the room that aren't even really sponsoring, but they're going to come and kind of check out what we're doing. So you know, you just, and in this show, I promise you, you never know who's in the room.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who's in the room. You never know what artists, what other educators or artists are going to be in the room, because we have so many of our friends. It's like, how can I be there? You know, we're like, well, just come, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. We even and if any of the artists are listening now, we even have a couple surprise drop-ins for the artists too, but I'm not giving it away today. Hey, so when you first arrive, we have to thank our good friends over at Ruzel. So what Ruzel did this year is that they sponsored the bar. So, you know, every drink that you get, every hors d'oeuvre that you get, and a little bit of swag too that Ruzel threw in, all that is thanks to Ruzel. So, you know, make sure to high five Ruzel. Again, what's cool this year is Babyliss is putting together kits. Help me explain this. They're putting together kits that each one of the artists, it's their preferred tools. So, and then you'll have an opportunity to purchase those preferred tools. So, you know, if you love something that Presley's using, if you love something that Olivia's using, or Jamie's using, or Ira's using, you know, you can get their preferred tools or Los, because Los would be
I think they're giving away the Los in the sweat now, just
yeah, maybe they are. and then you know, we have some other cool stuff, like what's Booksy doing with the raffle?
I completely forgot about this.
Thank you.
I know, I'm like,
sorry to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. Okay, so yes, with the raffle,
you don't have enough on your plate,
right?
Like, sorry. So they're gonna do, yes, they're gonna give away 3 baskets throughout the whole weekend. So for the Saturday for the show, and then for classes for Sunday. And when you get to the show, every chair is gonna have a flyer on it that's got a QR code, and you just scan that, and you'll get entered into the raffle. And then what they'll do is the winners, they're actually gonna send it home. You know, you'll put your address or where, or your salon address or whatever in, so they'll send it to your house. So if you're flying in or doing whatever, you don't have to worry about, you know, carrying that stuff in with you.
That's so smart.
But it's a huge, I can't give it away. It's going to be 3 different boxes that have all kinds of different stuff with
You'll
a bunch
happy.
Of brands they work with. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, it's more than you could imagine. And it's really awesome that they're willing to do that, because Booksy's a scheduling app. Like, you know, it's just
right.
cool that they're using their relationships, you know, to kind of better the attendee.
That's okay. We've teased a little bit about like who's coming, but we need to go through the list because it's incredible. Babelish is our title sponsor, and they've brought in a bunch of their artists, and you know that they have the best like artist in the industry right now.
They've been stacking up too lately.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Every week we get a new like, hey, yeah, look who's on the team now. Look who's on the team now. So I hope they do it next year too,
right?
Then we'll have a whole nother like
almost like, you know, like they're like the Globetrotters playing all the other teams. You know what I mean? When you go to a game, I mean, exactly. They have all the talent.
They got, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They've got a lot of talent. They yeah. certainly do. So Tony, so once you get your drink from the Ruzel bar, then where are you moseying on over to?
Well, that's if I can pull myself off of watching Los, you know what I mean? So, you know, because when you walk in, he's going to be doing his thing, and I don't know. I might be in the back of the line of the drink ticket, because it'd be hard to step away from that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So Los Cuts is going to be there. If you went last year, we're going to set them up where Shannon was. You know, this year we're going to have some Clipper work, and Los is an incredible colorist. He's an incredible barber. It's kind of weird saying barber colorist, but you get it when you see it, right? Like, he's just this incredible, incredible, incredible artist.
When I look at his stuff, like the color that he does, it reminds me of like a kaleidoscope, because he does like the colors and then the different designs, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I could look at it forever.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be at the back of the drink line.
Exactly. Tony will be the big guy in the front of Los, just kind of shove him out of the way a little
behind
bit.
Me, please.
A little bit. And then from there, we're going to open up the show, and we're opening it up with my dear friend Olivia Thompson, no longer Smalley. That's how she's in my phone, by the way. Elizabeth Thompson.
Well, at least you gave her a name when we first met her.
OMG Artistry. Yeah. Exactly. OMG Artistry. So Olivia's going to be teaching some blonding, and she's going to be on stage with your dear friend.
Yes, Jamie Wiley, doing some editorial kind of updo. And they're both going to speak to social.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they're both like experts at, mm-hmm. at social, and understand it on a different level than I do. And there's...
Well, and they've been on stage together before, and it is like a symphony. They're so great with going back and forth.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting in when we first met Jamie, but in sitting in Olivia's class the first time, and just being blown away by their... I mean, it's just like Corey and I were sitting in the classroom, and just... You could just see like the little light bulb in our brain kind of exploded. Like, wow, never.
You know, some people, when they educate, it's very natural, and it's like they're supposed to be doing that. Like, they're so great with their words and how they explain. And like, when she explains something, I get it. Right. And, I mean, as an educator, I have to practice a lot. Jamie, it like comes naturally, and it's so great.
It's amazing. Yeah, both of them are just amazing educators. And then after that, we're gonna bring up Mr. Ira Pope Sage. And if you haven't watched Ira's videos, he understands haircutting, and he's gonna share with you how he understands haircutting. But it's like next level stuff. And it's whether you know, he's kind of like his whole social is filled with like these like elf like pixies and stuff, which is absolutely amazing. But you know, he also said, he told us, he goes, you know, that's what I post, but I do a lot using the same techniques and the same understanding. You know, I do like, you know, wearable stuff as well.
So it's like he's connecting it on social so you can see the extreme, like how he can pull it in and pull it together. But there's so much beauty in just like a classic bob that he does too. It's just sometimes I think for social, it's really cool to put the power forward. But you know?
Strictly as a hair cutter myself, I'm so looking forward to just grabbing all these little nuggets and tidbits of what he offers, because I mean, there's no way to grab it, I don't think, at all in a weekend, because there's so much there, but he's going to give it to you. And so whatever you can absorb, you'll absorb. But that's, I'm really excited about that.
So Tony's going to be useless to us at the show.
He's going to go from Lowe's to Ireland. Yeah, that's hilarious. And then we're going to finish up the evening with Presley, you know, Presley Poe and Friends, with Presley and her now dear friend, Hair by Rima.
Mm-hmm.
Rima. And Rima does the Cadu cut. And again, Hair by Rima, give this girl a follow.
Oh yeah,
because she is next level when it comes to when it comes to haircutting curly hair, and again, her understanding and her finishing and her all her stuff, and it's just absolutely positive.
That's right, after Ira. Yeah, definitely. I'm no good.
She just sees hair different.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So it's going
to
be
to watch it though.
Same. It's going to be really cool for me to kind of watch how Rima cuts hair next to how Presley cuts hair, you know, because Presley's been doing a lot of curly cutting the last couple of years. So it's going to be really cool to kind of watch how it complements each other, or mm-hmm. or you know, kind of, I can't wait to see them on stage together. And again, from Hairdistry, the biggest thank you in the world to Presley. The biggest thank you in the world for Presley for working with us and being able to make, you know, like the attendees, like, to do so much for them. And then, you know, what's really cool, like we mentioned earlier before, is like Presley's an intricate part of making this a really great event for the artist too.
You know what's funny about her? Because, you know, we've had a million meetings with her, right? And we're like grabbing the ideas as she's throwing them in the air, and we're, you know, kind of working with her. I don't know if it's because we've just gotten to be such good friends too, but it's like so scattered. And then when she goes to talk or do a live or she's educating, it's so eloquent and perfect, and I'm bought in on every word, and I just believe her so much, and I just love it. But I'm thinking of this meeting we just had 2 hours ago, and I'm like, where was that?
Exactly. Like, can you talk to me in that same filter? That's so true.
Love you, Presley. I love you.
I think when she talks to us, she's filtering. Mm-hmm. And then when she goes live or she talks about it, it's filtered, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I think she uses us, and I'm sure we're not the only ones in her life. I'm sure anyone that's in her life, but she uses us as the filter, and then she's filtered, if that makes sense. And then, listen, we can't talk about Saturday without talking about Ship and what Ship is doing. So, I'm going to back up a little bit and say we are so honored and grateful that I think we're representing more states this year than we have any other year. So we have more people flying in from all over the country for this event than we have before. And we've had some good states. So, you know, again, thank you for everybody that's flying in, that's making this a part of their weekend and making it a part of their education journey, really, because that's definitely what the weekend's about. But we have to thank SHIP. SHIP is a local foundation in Frederick, Maryland, where the event's going to be held. And it's Student Homeless Initiative Program and
partnership.
Mm-hmm. And what we learned was that, WIC and food stamps, you can't buy hygiene products. So, you know, although, you know, WIC and food stamps, help, feed them, you can't use it for hygiene. So we're doing a hygiene drive. So, you know, as hairdressers, whenever we go to events or shows, we get so much shampoo, and I've got countertops filled with shampoos and stuff, which I'm going to happily donate to ship that weekend. Also, Hair Industry, we're going to be donating some toothbrushes and toothpaste and some deodorant and, you know, just some of the necessities that these kids need. Everybody that's a part of ship is under the age of 21, so it's truly like homeless children. It's hard for me to say that without getting choked up.
I know. And what was the grabber for me when, like, reading through their website and all their information was Frederick County alone has 600 homeless children within the program, or, you know, within the schools.
Wow.
And that's Frederick County. I mean, we're a pretty big county in Maryland. I mean, so it's just kind of scary, you know. And if you go to their website, www.shipfrederick.com, you can donate more. You can do, I think $20 buys a child a new pair of shoes. $40 will buy them a jacket. $100 is, you know, some food and some hygiene stuff. And $200 provides them with a home for, I think, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
With food and shelter. Wow. You know, yeah. And that's everything that SHIP is doing, right? Like, they have a couple different programs for different age groups, you know, and, you know, like you said, it goes till 21, and they'll help them transition, you know, into the real world with a job and getting them set up for an apartment. I mean, there's just so much that they're providing. It's really creating such an impact in Frederick County. I'm so grateful for them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yay, SHIP. So again, if you guys can bring any old shampoo, any conditioner, anything, any kind of hygiene product from soap to whatever, please, please, please be kind enough to donate. And if all that wasn't enough, we also have it's an a la carte weekend, which means that you purchase exactly what you want to get into.
Hold on. Before we get into Sunday.
Hold on.
But after all the artists, it doesn't end Saturday night.
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a DJ. We have, that's when you get around and you network. Everybody that was on stage are now on the floor with you, and they're being a part of the event. So, you know, it's a great time to network, meet other like-minded people like yourself. Remember, it's not that huge. It's we kept it intimate for a reason, so we can have this kind of networking event after on Saturday night.
You know what, if you've ever been to any of the big hair shows, whether it's Premier, ABS or whatever, and if you've ever seen like the cool party that you can't get into, this is the cool party for you to get into. This is exactly what it is. It'll be filled with familiar faces, and it'll be filled with, you know, local hairstylists, as well as, like we mentioned earlier, like, you know, stylists that fly in from all over the country. So that's it, man. And that's really cool. That's a really, really cool kind of event. Like, you will feel fulfilled. That was hard to say. You will feel fulfilled.
I mean, what we say is make a new friend.
Yeah,
walk away having made a new friend.
Exactly. And if you come in with a friend, you know, Tony will put himself between you guys. So you have to go separate ways so you can kind of meet new people.
Especially if he's trying to see some hair be done.
Exactly. Don't get in the way. So then, really exciting. Again, a la carte, we have Sunday morning, all of the artists, and they'll talk a little bit about it on the stage, but all of the artists have classes available for you to attend. So if you want to, like, get a, you know, learn a little bit about the Cadu cut, if you want to learn a little bit of social media, if you want to learn a little bit about how to make, like, editorial hair work for you behind the chair, or vice versa, make, you know, stuff that you draw behind the chair, like, make it more editorial, we've got all those classes for you. So let's go through it.
Well, so I'd like to start with Presley.
Yeah.
Because she's got something cool going on. Is she's going to have, for those of you that follow her, know that she created her own shear, and Ivy Ann will be there, and they're going to set up a table in her classroom. So you're actually going to be able to purchase the shears that she's using, and she'll speak to it. You know, but you'll have the opportunity to kind of play with it and feel it. She's also going to have Malibu C in her class, which is another one of our sponsors. And you'll get some samples and be able to kind of play around with that if you're not sure about what that is. Presley, it's so funny, like, lives and dies by Malibu C, loves them so much. And we had a call with them and they were like, this is great. We like to give it to people who really do use it, you know? And she's like, oh my God, I'll use it forever. I love you guys so much. It was really cool, you know, interaction. But
I've been using Ivy Ann shears for the past year. And mm-hmm. I kid you not, I need one of my pair is sharpened now after about 2,000 haircuts. You know what I mean? But it'd be the first time it's being sharpened after that many haircuts. I mean, it's true Japanese steel. I'm sold on IBN shears from top to bottom.
Tony's got a drawer filled with shears that he doesn't use.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's got the same two all the time. Mm-hmm. So Los is doing the art of hair design and color. So he's going to really get into, you know, again, well, like we talked about before about, you know, as a barber, or not even as a barber, but from his perspective as a barber and how you can use color and shapes and stuff in your haircuts, which I'm way excited. I might be sneaking into that class.
Well, I think we'll be in there together. You're like, all right, Tony, you kind of like that, and I'll color it like that.
Well, and he's working it backwards. He's dissecting backwards. So he's going to show you the epic, and then he's going to work backwards with how he got there. Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's going to be cool. Yeah,
that's amazing. And then, so Jamie's doing something really cool too. Is that she's doing Runway to Reality. So again, kind of like how to work that out. Tell us about her class.
Yeah. So, you know, she's like editorial genius, and the way that she sees hair is so cool. She's really trying to translate.
To qualify her, she's done a few Nahas. Mm-hmm. She's doing the work, you know.
Yeah,
And her editorial stuff is incredible. So Jamie Wow editorial is her Instagram. Check her out.
Sidebar, real quick, I have to squirrel this in there. I was talking to her. You know, she just became a babyless artist. Maybe like a year ago, not that long ago. But she's like, they're giving me stuff to try, like new tools and stuff. And I'm like, me? Are you sure? She's so cute. And she's so humble. And I'm like, Jamie, you're literally like the tool queen. You know, like exactly. You use every tool. It's amazing watching her work. But anyway, she goes from, you know, the runway to reality. It's basically bringing it from, you know, this style, bringing it into what you can do behind the chair. So how to take kind of maybe a little bit more avant-garde or a more high-end look, but really translate it into what people want, whether it's in galas or weddings or, you know, whatever it is. And if you are even the littlest bit wondering about updos or how to do hair like that, styling, finishing hair, this class is only $150. I don't think you understand.
No.
It's a 3-hour hands-on class with Jamie Wiley for $150.
That's amazing.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's there you go.
Yeah, like this, like that is one of those opportunities where you're like, if you did sort of like when Corey and I had an opportunity to do a friends and family stock in Under Armour, and we didn't do it. And you just look back, you're like, man, we were stupid.
You're a big dummy.
You know, when you have that kind of opportunity, yes. You know what I mean? And you look back, it's like, man, why didn't I do it? You know?
So are you saying Jamie's crypto in 2012?
That's right. Yeah.
That's funny. Another class that I'm excited about, and why I'm excited about it is because I've taken it and it's incredible. So Olivia, no longer Smalley Thompson, OMG Artistry, she's teaching her social media. Now, granted, I took it in 2018. I'm sure it's changed a lot since then, as social has. But I'm going to tell you, in 2018, when Tony and I took the class, it is so specific. There is like no gray area. She's like, this is what your phone settings need to be. This is what your background needs to be. This is how you position the person. This is the lighting that you need. There's no gray area. It's not like, you know how like you go to some class, if they're talking about camera settings, and like, I don't know, this is the setting that I use, or this is the aperture that I use. There's none of that. This is what I use. This is how you get the looks.
But what was crazy is that's when I was talking about earlier, how our mind were just blown. Because not only did she tell you that, you pulled out your phone and we were actually doing it in the class, and you can physically see what she was talking about. And it's like, wow, it was just next level, mind blown. And like you said, that was 2018. So, you know.
Yeah, she's one of those people that doesn't keep anything like to herself, right? She's shares everything, wants everyone to do well, you know, and also only $150.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And then next up we have Mr. Ira Pope Sage again. He's going to go over his clock.
That's where you'll find me.
He's going over his clock cutting method, and his clock cutting method is just the way that he understands how he explains how he cuts hair. And it's, and even as like a non-cutter, I get it. Like, I kind of think I can do it, you know, because I've watched him do it a couple times or teach it a couple times, and I left with the confidence of like, even though I don't own shears, IVN, even though I don't own,
I got extra shears in my drawer thanks to IVN.
Yeah, for another reason, thank you. That's awesome. I left with confidence that I could do it. So, I mean, it's not this super complex thing to where, you know, you're not going to understand it. You're going to understand it. And you're
It's like one of those things where, you know, it looks so complicated until he explains it, until you watch him and he explains it so well, like, really? Wow. You know what I mean? Like, it gives someone like Corey the confidence to be able to do it.
Even Corey.
You know, and Ira, he's so cool. Like, listening to him talk, he's like just such a nice guy, has such a great heart. And, you know, I feel like he is just such a perfect completion of, you know, the people we invited, who we really look to invite, the people that we really want to be a part of this kind of thing. He just emulates that.
Completely. I mean, Ira is the sweetest, nicest, most thoughtful person, and you'll see it. And again, he doesn't have to tell you, he just exudes this energy. You know, you're definitely going to see it both Saturday night and in his class. You're going to be mind blown about what he has to offer. Okay. So, the next class I want to talk about is Rima's CADU class. It's not the full CADU certification, but she's going to like go through a lot of the consultation and a lot of how the work done. And let me tell you, this is crazy. And this is the first time this has ever happened for Presley Poe and Friends, is that we had Rima build out like 14 months before this show, like going into the show. Going into last year's show, we had already invited Rima to do this year's show. So, and the little sidebar, Katie goes, "Oh my God, Corey, do you follow this girl, Hair by Rima?" And I think I reached out to her that afternoon.
Yeah.
You know,
I think so.
I reached out to her and be like, "We need a little bit of that love." And I also sent it to Presley. And of course, Presley's like, "I've been on that wagon." You know, so, like,
yeah. You know, Presley,
she already knew stuff. Mm-hmm. So when we were, all of us, including Presley, were able to talk to Rima again, just a sweet, sweet, kind, nice person. Like, I can't tell you how egoless the evening's going to be, you know, and that's with everybody. And like, these are the people that we want to attract. And these are the people that we want to put in the room, because those are the people that truly care about you and your journey as well. And all they're doing is sharing their experience on
1,000%
why they're awesome. And then did we talk about Presley's class? So
yeah,
you're going to get the IV, the you're going to get the chance to, I think, use IVN shears, and they'll be in the room for them as well.
Yeah. Interactive cutting, you know, if you watch her on social, it's, you know, pretty much what she teaches. But Presley, she likes to do a cutting wheel, like you would a color wheel. She's broken it down to a cutting wheel. So it really is like genuinely her own education.
Yeah,
and like, she's kind of built that, you know, through her years of experience. And just, I mean, we know she's amazing in everything she touches, right? It doesn't matter if it's color, cut, whatever. But again, another person who just wants to give. She's got so much that she's thinking about, that she's curating, just so she can give it all away.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's crazy. All right, real quick, I want to go back over the playbook real quick, because I kind of want to hit a couple of the sponsors that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
Once again, Babeless is our title sponsor.
Love them.
They're giving out more swag, but they're also giving out clippers and trimmers to everybody that buys a ticket. So everybody that buys a ticket is going to get to the show.
Yes.
To the show on Saturday. They're going to get Babeless clippers and trimmers. We also we Tony and I were honored enough to interview Oliver Zach, who's the owner of Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is a tattoo cream, and that's where they started. But they're, you know, they have numbing creams, they have topicals, they have all the stuff on Mad Rabbit. And here's what's amazing: if you're listening in, and you're a tattoo queen like Tony, here's what they're doing is you're gonna have in the playbook. Or in the program, you're going to have a QR code. You zap that QR code. One person from the Presley Poe and Friends weekend is going, Mad Rabbit's going to fly you from your destination to Los Angeles for the weekend. And you're going to sit in the Mad Rabbit headquarters and have a $1,000 tattoo session at the headquarters. And they have some of the tattoo industry is kind of turning into like the hair industry, where they're going to have like sponsored artists. So you'll have like, you know, the Presley Poe equivalent of tattoos, you know, doing your tattoo. They only have, I think, like 10 in house, but you know, they are the best of what they do. So to me, that's just
literally a free 2-day trip to LA, free flight, free stay. And a free tattoo up to $1,000 worth.
$1,000 set.
Can I scan all the QR codes and all the playbills first? Hey, there's only one entry. Tony, he wins.
Yay! Oliver, if you're listening in, can I go as chaperone?
Right.
Can I go as chaperone? This year we have we have Marlo Beauty. That's been kind enough to sponsor the weekend. And then
so Marlo's gonna have a QR code within the book, and anyone who attends Presley Poe will also have, you know, special access to that code. And I believe it's gonna be good for up to a week after the show.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So you get to save a couple of dollars there. We talked about Booksy and what Booksy's doing. They're gonna give away, you know, kind of some gift baskets that you sign up for with them. Malibu C is giving away some of their awesome swag. I mean, honestly, like, their products are so amazing, and you know, just if you haven't used Malibu C, I'm sure you've read about it. I know that I'm always in emergency mode. And like, as soon as like I'm doing a correction, or as soon as something is, I go, what Malibu does is going to help me here, you know, because they seem to have the product that like helps like everything, right? For them, we talked about Ruzo before. Ruzo, they're going to give away a little bit of swag, but they're also sponsoring the bar, so you know, give a toast to every time that you're at the show. Give a toast to Ruzo and those guys. And once again, we talked about this a little bit before, but. Dude, I cannot tell you how many thanks we have for Sharon and Charles Reiser at the temple.
The whole weekend could not happen without them.
Completely. It's really, really cool and really, really generous of them allowing us to take over their space. And boy, do we take it over. Do you guys ever feel guilty during the weekend? Like, we've taken over so much of the space. You're like, you know, no. Kay doesn't feel guilty, but no. You know, I always feel a little guilty about it. But yeah,
I know what it's doing. Yeah. And the access we're giving.
Fair. That's fair enough. And you know, if you're a student at the temple, Sharon always keeps a couple of our artists for the weekend. And boy, is she keeping some killers this year.
Oh, and I don't know if you guys know this. If you're in school at the temple specifically, I'm not sure about other schools, but if you're in school, if you attend the show or any of the classes, that's hours for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're giving hours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that either. I guess Sharon can give those hours. I don't know if any other school. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Put in for it. So once again, all the information is available at PresleyPoeAndFriends.com. We're once again ecstatic and excited and all that stuff to see you guys. If you're listening to this and you're not going to attend, I apologize for the FOMO that you're going to be feeling, because it's legitimately a weekend that you should have the FOMOs. We should probably name it that, you know. Presley and the FOMO, or Presley, you know, like Presley Poe and Friends. FOMO or whatever, that is. Anyways, once again, PresleyPoeAndFriends.com. We can't wait to see you. Please, if you're in the room and if you've listened this long, please come say hi to Tony, Katie, and I. We'd love to meet you. And
take a pic.
Take a selfie
with you.
If you can pull Tony away from the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, by that time, it's over, right? The hair's done.
That's right. Once again, thank you guys. Thank you for all the attendees that have come in the years past. Thank you for all the artists that have come in the years past. Just thank you guys so much for making this an incredibly special weekend.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.